This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Chen Li. Let's get a quick update on how the bursa is looking like at 9:22 a.m. this morning.
Good news, because the KLC is now up by 0.08% to 1,599 points, trying desperately to scrabble past the 1,600-point mark. It is trying its hardest.
Well, we'll see if it makes it there.
Yes.
Let's turn our attention now to the property sector, though, because despite an encouraging pickup in demand for property in 2021, it's not clear that the property sector is recovering as fast as expected, as some negative headwinds still remain.
But optimistic sentiments are still hindered by a resurgence of COVID-19 cases, high construction costs, and unfavorable supply-demand housing dynamics. So how then will the sector fare heading into 2022, and what will be the key drivers for a re-rating?
For more on this, we have with us Lung Kok Wen, Head of Regional Property Sector at RHB Research Institute. Good morning, Kok Wen. Always good to have you. Household debt to GDP remains elevated at 89% as of December last year. Do you expect Bank Negara to relax its lending guidelines to encourage home ownership?
Unfortunately, no. I don't think the central bank will change the guidelines. I think the health of the banking system is still very important. All the banks should ensure healthy repayments, and this is even more crucial when the economic fundamentals are still not that strong since we just recovered from the lockdown last year.
Meanwhile, construction, building materials and labour costs are still rising and remain elevated. Can developers absorb these cost pressures?
Well, I guess developers have no choice but to absorb the cost pressure. Profit margins among many developers are already narrowing since many years ago due to the general property market slowdown, as well as the discounts and rebates being offered to unwind the unsold units. Now, given the rising material and labor cost, the margin pressure will be even higher. I think developers will now be more careful with the timing of launches, as they may end up locking in construction costs at the peak, or perhaps, we have not reached the peak yet, I don't know, right? So secondly, developers may also choose to redesign the property products or review the materials that they are choosing, see if there are other cheaper alternatives.
Can't developers pass on the rising inflationary prices to buyers then?
Well, I don't think developers will be able to fully pass on the cost increase to house buyers via high property selling or higher property selling prices. As I mentioned earlier, economic growth has just started to recover. And last but not least, the industry is still struggling from oversupply conditions. I think generally home buyers are not ready for the higher prices. If there is a price increase, it will be quite minimal in my opinion.
We've also seen a rising concern for environmental factors due to the recent flash floods. Does this sentiment have any weight on the property market?
Well, I think for now, perhaps it's not too significant or not that material yet. But for home buyers, we will need to be very careful when we buy our own properties, as areas that can easily flood will probably be unfavorable for property price increase in future.
Yeah. So what will be the key re-rating catalyst for the sector?
Well, unless our country's GDP growth can quickly recover, I think outlook for the property sector will still be rather challenging this year. We don't have any more home ownership campaign. And also, lately we started seeing higher daily infection cases again in Malaysia as well as other countries. And now we have high commodity prices and inflationary pressure. Interest rate may go up in the second half. And also, don't forget, our next general election is also due soon. We have another 15 months or so. So I think, all these factors will likely affect market sentiment.
MRT3 is the latest significant government infrastructure project in the Klang Valley. Do you see any developers benefiting from this?
Well, since the announcement last week, there isn't much reaction among property stocks. Well, this is not new news. And the first MRT started many years ago. So the MRT play has already been reflected much earlier. I think in general, developers with many projects in the Klang Valley will benefit more compared to the others. Off the top of my head, perhaps UOA Development can benefit more since all of its projects are within the Klang Valley area.
And what are the risks that might derail any optimism for the sector?
I think, you know, steady economic growth is now very important as the market already has enough negative headwinds, in my view, since the Russia-Ukraine crisis that happened weeks ago. Any negative shocks will be quite detrimental to economic growth as well as the property market. So, yeah, we hope, you know, nothing bad will happen anymore. Yeah.
And lastly, what are your calls for the sector and top picks?
We are still having neutral call for the property sector. And my topic is Matrix Concept. We like the company for its solid balance sheet, consistent property sales, earnings and dividend delivery. Its strategic exposure in affordable landed township development, will likely ensure sustainable demand and also more importantly, you know, the consistent cash flow that they can generate from all these township projects. At the same time, you know, as ESG is increasingly important, the company also has a very good ESG initiatives and is particularly strong in the social pillar.
Thanks very much for your time this morning. That was Loong Kok Wen, Head of Regional Property Sector at RHB Research Institute, giving us her outlook for the Malaysian property sector, mentioning Matrix Concept as her top pick. And meantime, let's quickly squeeze in a headline. We've got Gamuda's earnings report. They've reported net profit that rose 43% on year to 177.1 million ringgit for the second quarter ended January 31st, thanks to gains from property and construction divisions, which more than offset the weaker concessions business.
Yeah, there's also hope that they would be the winner for the underground portion of the MRT3 that is coming up by the end of the year. Of course, Gamuda, one of the few companies with those massive tunnel boring machines that are able to foray through the underground. Right now, Gamuda is at 343 by what? In fact, up by 4 cents on over 1 million shares changing hands. 15 analysts are a buy, 3 are a hold, just 1 is a sell. The sell man is Jeffrey Ng of JP Morgan with a 2.50 ringgit target price. With a recent report just in March 2022, so he's the contrarian of an overwhelmingly positive analyst community.
All right, stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.